Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
4 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson, the former Packer running back, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Get to our Kim and the Boy judgment of the day in just 1 second. Gary, I stand corrected. You were right, according to Brad tweeting, at Rami's tweeting, and at Gary Ellerson. He wasn't cutting off faces in the Silence of the Lambs. He was basically making clothes out of the skin.
Yeah.
But it wasn't extra skin. He was skinning larger girls.
Well, it's just like,
this is a gross and disturbing conversation.
Well, like you, he was skinning
about
larger
a fine
people.
Film.
Yeah.
Like Ed Gein from Plover, Wisconsin, back in the 50s, and they based that on the Psycho movie on that, I think.
Yeah.
No, they based Silence of the Lambs on it. I think it was Silence of the Lambs that they based
on. Plainfield, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, intern Avery correcting me on that. Does that creep you out?
That's kind of creepy.
Okay.
Kind of creepy, Avery. But that's all right, dude. You do fine work over there.
You want to talk, Avery? You want to say something? Avery, you want to say something?
Why would he want to say something? What's he got?
His hometown's up there, so that's why he knows.
Avery, you want to just have him slide over a little bit?
Come over here.
Yeah, just, what is he sliding over for?
I just want to ask him a question.
Okay.
Because you know a lot about that kind of stuff. It's Avery, dude.
Why would Avery know a lot about killers?
No. Where are you from, Avery?
I'm from Wild Rose.
Yeah, Wild Rose. Where is that by? Is that up there by that?
Plainfield is 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
By Stevens Point, right?
Yeah.
And what happened in Plainfield, Avery?
That's where Ed Gein is from.
Yeah.
That's what Mike just said.
Well, I want Avery to say it, too.
What do we need Avery to say it for?
I just want to hear it. Are you okay, Avery?
I'm okay. Are you?
Yeah.
All right, that was a very awkward moment on the Wendy's Big
Hey,
Show.
You know something else about Avery?
Our intern Avery. What?
Leroy brought this to my attention.
He only comes out here when Leroy is here?
No.
Oh, I've noticed that.
Well, that too. But Leroy brought this to my attention. He's been wearing red a lot lately.
Oh, man.
What does that have to do with anything?
I get Leroy. I
wore a Brewers jersey the other day.
He said he wore a Brewers jersey the other day. That's what Leroy. Leroy says you've been wearing a lot of red, Avery. No? Is he lying? You have it?
No.
Okay. I can hear him over there. Why is that? Is that phone?
It's picking up on Mike's microphone.
Oh, wow. We should put a microphone right there, though. No?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to those guys? Is that what it is? You're bad.
What do you mean?
You're all right. You're once one of those guys.
I know. And I didn't expect airtime. When I got it, I was blessed and I was excited. But I never expected it.
These kids are different these days, bro.
No, things aren't different these days.
Yeah, they are.
The only thing that's different is we can't send them for coffee. That's the only thing that's different about the interns. Yeah, the rest is pretty much the same.
I know.
It's against the law to send an intern for coffee now.
I know.
Really? It was
the whole
Did
time.
Did we find that out?
Well, I guess it was the whole time and we were just breaking the law. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, don't say that. Don't tell everybody that, Ron.
We talked about it on the air.
No, we didn't.
We talked about sending the interns for coffee on the air numerous times.
We didn't say we weren't supposed to be doing it.
Well, I just said that we weren't supposed to be doing it.
I know. We never said that in the beginning. Don't be doing that.
You guys are going at this, and we've got Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler waving at the window of the studio asking to be let in. This is just special.
This is a great show. It's a great show.
Welcome to Dysfunction Junction.
Let's go to our Kim and the Boy judgment of the day, shall we? It's plain and simple. Do you still think that the Bucks can win this series? 799-1250 or participate in our Twitter poll at 105.7 FM The Fan. Right now, 59% of the people, Sparky, saying no. The Bucks do not have a chance to win this series. Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's over?
Yeah.
It's done?
Yep.
You giving up all hope?
I said this last night on the post game.
Oh, you're definitely not delivering the motivational speech at 4:35.
Nope, don't come to me.
Uh-uh.
And I'll tell you again. I think they can and probably will win game 6 Thursday night. I'm guessing here. I'm guessing that they're going to find every ounce of momentum and energy in their body, and they're just going to let it all out on Thursday. And it is going to be a war, and they're going to figure out a way to win. And then on Saturday, they're going to go to Toronto, and they're going to have nothing left. I think that's how this is going to go. I think it's going to be like game 3 to game 4 and game 5. It's going to be the same way, where game 6, they're going to come home. They're going to ride the energy of the crowd. They're going to just reach deep, deep, deep down and pull out every ounce, last ounce of energy they have to win that game in front of the home crowd. And then game seven, they're just going to be spent. And it could look like last night. I think that's how it's going to go. And you know what? At this point, I'm fine with it. I'm fine.
Resigned to that fate?
Yeah, because I said, like Gary did, that they would lose in six. And if they lose Thursday, they would be losing in six. I didn't think they would blow out Toronto in any game. They did that. And they won the first game of the series in Toronto. So they won on the road and they won at home. Do I want them to win the series? Obviously, I want them to win the series. After the last two games, do I think they can? I think, and I've been saying that, I think rest is the issue. I think physically and mentally, they're absolutely beaten down right now. 2 days of rest will definitely help, for sure, get them ready for Thursday. But the problem is you don't play again until Saturday. And want some more good news, Gary? Yeah, if they win Saturday, do you know when they play? They go from Toronto to Cleveland to play Monday, game one of that series.
Oh, so they play Saturday?
And then they would Monday. Play Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, oh, my God.
That'd be tough for Toronto, too.
I mean, if they even figure it out on Saturday, then they have to go to Cleveland to open up. Again, on no rest and emotionally and physically drained mm-hmm. from this series. And you're right. It's really going to work against Toronto, too. Yeah. If this goes seven, even if Milwaukee doesn't show like last night, they're still going to have to play the game. And Milwaukee's not going to lay over and play dead necessarily. But then Toronto's going to be drained going into that series. And exactly. like Mike Clemens pointed out earlier, Cleveland's been sitting at home for 4 or 5 days just watching this whole thing. Exactly. And they're going to be rested for game one.
It's our Kim and the Void judgment of the day. Do you think the Bucks can still win this series? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Sparky and about 60% of you participating in the Twitter poll at 1057fmthefan saying no. Sparky, much more optimistic about the good people over at Sight and Sound Solutions, though, right, Sparky?
Absolutely right. They hooked me up. They hooked Rami up. They've hooked Baby Tausch up. They'll hook you up as well. This is how this works. $99 a month you pay, two-year contract. You get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, DirecTV. You get the choice package, which includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. You also get the NFL Sunday ticket for free this upcoming football season. And you get next-day installation of DirecTV in most situations. And you get their Genie, which is their DVR, 1,000 hours of recording time, 5 shows recording at once.
That's a lot of and.
And there's you also get and. A $100 Visa gift card or a free TV. All of that, $99 a month, 2-year contract, Sight and Sound Solutions in Waukesha. Call Alan today, 262-510-2725. 262-510-2725, Sight and Sound Solutions in Waukesha, right down the street from Master Z's off of Sunset.
Do any of you have hope for the Bucks? Does Gary have hope for the Bucks? We'll find out next on the Wendy's Big Show on the Holtz Chevrolet Studio. Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Coming up at 4:35, your chance to win tickets to Thursday's Bucks-Raptors Game 6 at the BC. Here's what you do.
I need to find a date.
You call us up at 4:35 and give us your best Bucks motivational speech, like you're in the locker room with those guys on Thursday. Before and they tip off.
No cursing.
No cursing.
Yeah.
You can write it down if you want. Call us 799-1250 with your best motivational speech and a chance to walk away with 2 tickets to Thursday's Game 6 at the BC.
They need to go listen to Gary on our on-demand thing.
At 2 o'clock? Yeah, listen to Gary at 2 o'clock if you want motivation. Right now we're asking you, though. Do you think the Bucks still have a chance to win this series? 799-1250. 60% of you in our Twitter poll saying no.
Can you do me a favor?
I'll try.
Can you replay back my opening monologue at 5 o'clock?
It was hilarious. Considering what just went down during the break, Gary, that might be hard to pull off.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah,
I got my best man.
I know.
Right,
I know. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We had some technical difficulties, but we'll get it figured out. That's Jason.
Yeah.
That's one of our fine engineers here.
For 25 years.
Is that Voorhees?
No. That's not Jason Voorhees.
Let's go to Lamont on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You.
What's up, Lamont?
I think, no, they're not going to win the series. Here's why.
Come on, Lamont.
I think they're, no, yeah, I understand. Come on. But let's be honest, y'all.
Okay.
They're not going to win the series. Here's why. Number one, they should have took care of business when they absolutely blitzed them on last week, game three, and then they should have took care of business game four when they came out extremely flat. You know how that happens in the NBA. A team like Toronto, seasoned vet, they're not going to let you off the hook like that. I think what Jason Kidd needs to do as well, he has to play Tony Snell more. You need a little bit more offense, and he's a pretty good or pretty decent defender as well. Like,
he's playing 35 minutes. They just ignore him on the floor.
You got to play him more. You got to take.
I don't know if they can play him more.
I don't think Malcolm Brogdon had a pretty good year, y'all. Let's be honest. But this is the playoffs. I mean, he's getting eaten alive. Him being a rookie is really showing right now.
Last game, he played pretty good. He had decent numbers.
But it wasn't until the second half. He wasn't much in the first half.
Can you pull up, Steve, the minutes that
Snell's played? Sure.
So far.
Yep.
No, but the last couple of games, fellas, come on. In the fourth quarter, he should have been in there a little bit more. You got to play Thon Maker. You got to have a little bit more length in there. Moose is a good player, great player. Get you a little bit more offense. But defensively, I don't think he can alter or change shots like Thon Maker. You gotta go after them the same way you did in game three to even have a chance. But we all know how the NBA is, y'all. Sometimes it's politics. Do they want to see Milwaukee or Cleveland? I mean, Milwaukee or Toronto versus Cleveland. Come on.
So you think the
referee? So it's the league. The league is holding back the Bucks.
Dude, they shot 57%. Stop with this refereeing crap. I'll get down with you. If they lost by 5, 6, 7, hell, if they lost by 10, I'd even listen to this. But when the other team shoots almost 57% or right at 57%, do not come at me with the ref screwed us, man. No, the refs didn't screw you. Your defense screwed you, leaving guys wide open to watch them hit shots. They would have got the same butt kick in the previous game had Toronto hit shots. But you know what happened? They didn't. They missed shots, so it was a closer game. Okay, minutes played. Tony Snell, first game, played 24 minutes. Okay. Second game, played 30 minutes. Third game, played 25 minutes. That was the blowout. Game four played 37 minutes. Game five played 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Shot attempts. Took 11 shot attempts in 24 minutes in game one. 4 of 11, 3 of 7 from 3. Game two, he was 5 of 7, 4 of 6 from 3 and played 30 minutes. And that was the game where, remember, they didn't put him back in the game for the last few minutes of the game until the very last play, and we were screaming about that the day after. The blowout, only 25 minutes, but who cares? It was a blowout. Game four against Toronto, 37 minutes, 7 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 10 from three-point range in that game. Last night, 35 minutes, almost 36, 3 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 4 from three-point range. And as I said last night on post and I said today, it's great that he's on the floor when he's on the floor, but let's not forget he's on the floor. I mean, numerous times I saw guys with the ball, Giannis, Brogdon, whoever, come down. Snell's on the right wing, just sitting there looking for the ball. They look at him, look away from him, and the ball swing goes the other way. Mm-hmm. And then it never comes back to him. And I don't know about you, Leroy, if a guy's feeling from outside, feed him. Feed him until he shows you he can't hit it anymore.
And the thing about the referee, I don't think it's been consistent either, but they had 26 attempts, you had 26 attempts, but the difference was they made 24 theirs, you only made 15. The Bucks have not consistently made their free throws. But again, you have to, as a coach, when he says stuff like they more desperate team, they seem to have more energy, he's talking about a particular person which we don't know. Because that's what coaches do. They'll just address everybody. If it fits for you eternally, it's on you. You don't really want to single a guy out saying this particular guy didn't come in with any energy. But I picked them to 7, so I'm right on point. They'll come back, they'll win here Thursday. Okay, and you can, we talked about it, you got a chance to win 2 tickets because it's going to be a big sellout and it's going to be nice. Now you got to go back to a place that you beat this team before because Gary's right. They are shocked that it's taking them this long to put away the Bucks. And if they win, or when the Bucks win on Thursday, all the pressure is back on Toronto, and it's going to be out of sight. And we'll talk about these kind of games, and we'll laugh about them. Remember that game that got blown out? But it wasn't serious. So I am not panicking. I'm looking forward to doing everything. But I also understand that it was some people that picked Toronto to win in six. Their goals are still out there, too. So I'm okay with it either way. But, again, I would put Monroe into the lineup, and I would put Thonmaker coming off the bench. I'll just mix it up a little bit.
One more call on this. Joel on the south side. You're Joel. On the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Joel?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Joel?
The problem isn't Snell. The problem is Snell has been your second best player, and that can't happen if you want to beat the Raptors. Sure. But, Rami, you asked before the series, what do you expect here? Like, realistically, what do you expect? And I said two games, and, like, a lot of people think, like, oh, you're not a fan. If you think the Bucks can't win, it's like, no, I just – I'm a fan. I'm rooting, but I just realistically don't think at this point they're better than the Raptors. So it's nice that they got three home games, you know, added revenue. And if they do somehow win in game six, I just don't see it in game seven, considering how they looked in Toronto for game five.
Right. I'm with you.
But see, I don't see that big of a gap between talent in these two teams. But you look at a guy you don't necessarily understand. I mean, it's a gap. I don't think it's that big of a gap. But I didn't expect Powell to put up 25 points like that. But
where the hell did that come from?
And see, that's what I'm saying. The Bucks got to have a guy like
that. Buck?
We never even seen a guy like that before to score points.
For draft day. That was it.
But see, the number two guy has to be Middleton. You got Giannis. The number two guy has to be Middleton. And then whatever Snell gets you, it's a bonus. Now you got a three-way guy's going, that can get close to 20 points. He does almost 60 points. And if Moose chips in, he only had 11 points. And rebounding guys is a head scratch. I never thought the Bucks were a good rebounding team anyway. But the rebounding is an issue. When their center, it seems like he can do whatever he wants. You know, that is going to be an issue. You can't just get one shot, especially when you come back home.
Keep on voting in our Twitter poll for the Kim and LaVoy Judgment of the Day if you think the Bucks still have a chance to
Absolutely
win this series. It's at 105.7 FM, the Fan, and about 67% of you not feeling so good about it at this moment. Gary's feeling really good about Northern Brewer, as he always is.
My good friends over at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 Greenfield Avenue, where you can become your own brewmaster. They have a brew class is going on every Saturday. You can learn how to make beer, wine, and Leroy's favorite,
soda.
And they'll show you how to do it. The kitchen is right
strawberry
to your left
cream.
When you walk in. The barley grains and hops, when you make a right, it's all the way in the back. Guys, they don't sell beer there. What they have is kits. And kits consist of barley grains and hops. Shows you how to make your beer. They have brewing classes every Saturday. Go check them out. Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 and Greenfield Ave.
Dial up your best win one for the Gipper. We need motivational speeches for the Milwaukee Bucks.
No cursing.
Best one right after this. If you dial us up at 799-1250, is going to get a pair of tickets for Thursday's Game 6 against the Raptors at the BC.
Big Marco, you better call up.
That's next on the Wendy's Big Show in the whole Chevrolet studio.
Because I don't know what the hell. I'm going to curse today.
I don't know
what the hell people talking about. You embarrassed.
Button's right
what
there.
What are you embarrassed for?
Got it.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You're in the playoffs. You're going to have a game like that. Toronto did. They were even worse. And they have more playoff experience than you do. You took them behind the woodshed. They should be. Toronto fans are the one that should be going off. They should be freaking out because what they went and did, they went and got a team to try to go beat Cleveland, not Milwaukee.
It's Wendy's Big Show. That was Gary Ellerson in the 2 o'clock hour. And that's the type of energy. Yeah, I just played that, man. Where did you think that was coming from?
I'm talking to Jason, man. We're trying to fix stuff, man.
That's the type of energy we're looking for right now in your chance to win tickets to Game 6 Thursday against the Raptors at the BC. And we're asking for your best motivational Bucks speech. Imagine you're in that locker room before Game 6 talking to Giannis and the guys. And give us your best win one for the Gipper. At 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. If it's scripted, that's fine. If it's off the cuff, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, give us the best Bucks motivational speech for your chance to win two tickets to Thursday's game against the Raptors at the BC. We don't have nearly enough people on hold for playoff tickets on the line. Are people scared?
Maybe people maybe people don't want to go.
Are they that down on this team? And their chances of winning the series, they don't even want to be at the Bradley Center?
They're reactionary.
Right. Maybe people are bailing on the Bucks. I mean, there's limited tickets left. You got to go to Bucks.com to see how many are left, but there's not many. So if you want a chance to go versus
for free,
paying whatever it is you're going to pay to try and get tickets at Bucks.com.
Yeah.
Don't you want free tickets?
Yeah,
I want free tickets.
If nobody wants to win them, I'll gladly take them.
Maybe these guys can't find dates. Maybe that's it.
Give us your best Bucks motivational speech.
You don't have to take a date. You just go with a buddy.
At 799-1250.
Bring your kid.
Phone line's open right now, and the best one is walking home with two tickets to Thursday's game. And like Sparky said, still limited tickets available up at Bucks.com. Let's start with Gary in Elkhorn. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Go.
All right, this is going to be for Giannis because Giannis is the leader of this team. Here we go. All right, man. We all know you like to practice. We all know that you own it. We know that you go out every game and you think about what you do right and what you do wrong. So here's where it's going to go, man. You're going to spend all offseason shooting free throws and jump shots that you miss? Are you going to go to the hole with fury like you've never been? Are you going to save any energy for the swim back? Or are you going to lay it all on the floor? Because your game is hardcore. You are a giant amongst little men. Are you going to show them what you got, brother? Are you going to sit home in the gym shooting some shots? Because there ain't no tomorrow. There is only right now for this moment. You've got the chance to be the next greatest thing in the NBA. And the whole world's going to be watching you tomorrow, brother. They ain't got to talk about King James no more. They can talk about you, the big G. The freaks come out tonight. And they better come out tonight, brother. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Dude, that was good. Hold on. Kick it off.
Hold on.
Did you say this for basketball or for wrestling?
Hey, the way that Toronto's been playing, it's looking like some wrestling.
Yeah, it is.
I think the Bucks need to start worrying about the slapping and start giving some elbows and some forearms because they ain't got nothing to lose.
That's a good one.
Gary, we're going to put you on hold, man.
That's line two.
You're the leader in the clubhouse right now.
That's good.
So I think we should all put down numbers next to the lines as they call in as judging. All
right.
Well, I already know where I'm going. Right.
I think Hulk Hogan was not
We've only heard one, man. Yeah, I don't know anybody. Dude, that was awesome. He called him the big G and then followed up with the freaks come out at night. Dude,
I like that.
That was strong. Out of the gates.
Houdini.
Let's go to Aaron in Kokana. Aaron, take your best shot.
Okay. The Bucks can't stop us. The Toronto can't stop us. The Greek freak's gonna fly past the rally center, and he's gonna tear that house down, and we're gonna fear the deer.
Uh oh.
Hey, Aaron.
Play Carl
Lewis
right
now. Fearing the deer.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Play Carl Lewis.
You gotta get some more bass in your voice, bro.
You got the team looking at you.
He's a kid, dude.
Oh.
He's a kid. Aaron, that was a fine effort, man. But
Aaron?
Right now, Gary's still
looking. That's Gary's boy.
Yeah. Aaron.
That's Gary's boy.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Can you do it? Just say it with some bass, a little bit more bass, one more time, with some deep.
That's
good.
Aaron,
there
you go.
That was
high,
pretty good,
Aaron.
Man. Like that was deep for Aaron.
Aaron,
that was deep enough.
Just do it one more time, Aaron, please.
Let's pull the Raptors out.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. And walk out. That's all he needs to say.
Right. Okay, Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, fear the deer and walk out.
Put him on hold.
All right, we're going to put him on hold.
All right. Okay. Write down your score. What line was that?
That was line one, Aaron and Kokana.
Okay.
So we're scoring every one.
Huh? Every one. Right. And then we'll pick which one, whoever gets the highest score from Leroy's chart, Gary's chart, your chart, and my chart.
All right. Okay. Let's.
What are we doing? Chart 1 through 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 being the best.
Yep.
Yes. All right.
There's a line open to you at 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Call us with your best Bucks motivational speech, and you can win two tickets to Thursday's game at the BC. Let's go to Mike. West Bend, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. Mike, go get them tickets, man.
All right, guys, listen up. Will somebody in this room tell me what in the hell is going on here? One person in this room tell me what's going on here. I mean, we went into their house in game one and stole game one of the series. We should have won game two. Then we come back to our house at least show everybody who the Milwaukee Bucks really are. And now look at us now. What are we doing here? I mean, is there any sense of urgency in this room right now? Because I didn't see it on Monday night. And we got a game Thursday night. And we got to get to game 7. How we do it is up to you. I'm not ready to pack it in yet. I don't know about you, but what I saw Monday night, it don't look good. So if you guys want to come out and show everybody what this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team is made of, then bring it on Thursday night. That's all I got. Now go win us a basketball game.
Nice.
All right, Mike. Hey, God.
Good job, Mike.
We got you down. Everybody got their scores down for Mike?
Yep.
All right. I got my score down for Mike. Let's go to Joe on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show with your motivational speech for the Bucks and a chance to win some tickets. Go ahead.
Okay, guys. Tell me one thing. Who in this room wants it?
Should they raise their hand right now?
Let him go, man. Let him go.
Oh, okay.
I want it. Do you want it? Toronto's afraid of you. They're crying in the media. They're crying to themselves. They're arguing with each other. Why? Why do you think that is? Because they're afraid of you. You can beat them. No one expects you to beat them. So go out there and play. Go out there and have fun. Show them what you got. NBA TV doesn't care. ESPN doesn't care. So you got to figure out, do you care? Who cares about the referees? Be physical. If they foul you, keep going at them. Make them foul you. Make the ref make a call. It's up to you. Do you want it or do you not? I'm going to give you my all, and I need you to give me your all.
All right, Joe. We got you down, man. Hang on.
Hold on.
Hold on what?
What line was that?
That was Joe, line 4.
Number 4.
On the north side. Yeah.
I'm just going to say something.
Okay. What? All right.
And again, this is Sparky the fan, not Sparky the player, right?
Uh-huh.
I was never in the locker room to hear Forrest Gregg give a pregame speech.
Mm-hmm.
I was never in Butler's locker room to hear Holmgren or Lindy Infante or whatever. But our pregame speeches talk like, hey, man.
Just let these guys do what they do, dog.
No, because I think the perception is that there's a lot of rah-rah going on during a pregame speech. Is that true or not?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of rah-rah from the coach all amped up in energy?
Yeah.
Or can it be more even and even keel?
No, it's pretty jacked up.
McCarthy gets kind of jacked up at times.
Yeah, I think some guys are more calculated and maybe a little more low-key than others. Yeah.
Because, you know, all the videos you see are guys screaming and yelling.
Right.
That's why I was asking, can it go the other way to our two athletes?
Let's take one more call before the break. It's going to be Hayden, Oak Creek. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Go ahead, Hayden.
This will be good.
All right. Oak Creek. All right, hey, guys, you know, listen up. All right? We got this game 6 coming up. This is our time. I don't care about the future. This is our time. We got 2 more games. We got to get them both. It's up to you. Who wants it? Do you want it? And then I would wait for the guys. And then they would go out screaming. And then
hey, right? That's okay, bro.
All right.
Yeah, you're good. Like, you're fine.
Okay. Let him go.
Let me get to Joe real quick on the north side.
We already got Joe. Yeah, thank you, Hayden. We appreciate it. Okay.
Right. Don't do Hayden like that.
He's good. I felt that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Why do you hang up?
I don't know.
We got to vote.
I know.
Okay.
Well, we're going to take some more. We have to break.
Okay. We're taking more?
Yeah.
No. People are nervous.
We're taking 5.
No, we can't take no more.
You don't want to take any more?
I thought we were going to take 10.
No, we can't take
5 more after the break.
You want to take 5 more after the break, LaRoy?
No.
Yes.
How many more do you want to take?
We've got to make it fair.
I'm done.
Because if you're taking more, then you got to get all these people's phone numbers on hold.
Exactly.
No, I have a plan.
Oh.
Just hang up.
What's your plan then?
Can we all agree that Gary is the leader in the clubhouse right now?
Yes.
Oh, get down.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So let's empty out the lines of everybody except for Gary.
Right.
Gary, you hang right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that opens up more phone lines for you at 799-1250 to outdo Gary and give us a better motivational speech for the Bucks and a chance to win 2 tickets to Thursday's game.
Have we been promoting this all day?
Yes, we have.
I need some Oak Creek people to call up.
Now, hold on a second.
Franklin and Oak Creek.
Why
represent.
Is it when Jim Rome has a radio show, people call up and read scripts?
I told people they could script it. I said that.
You had 4 hours.
I said that explicitly.
Well, 2 hours and 10, 50 minutes.
I mean, yeah, people have to hang up.
Come on, man.
Does Gary have to go to work anywhere?
Hey, Avery, get Gary's number. Just write down Gary's number.
Yeah, just in case something happens.
And then we can drop him to and open up another line for somebody to get in and deliver their motivational speech.
Come on, guys. Step up. The team is listening. They need you guys.
Make sure you get the right number.
Gary, please. Give us a motivational speech about J&J Contractors. Show these people how it's done, man.
What do you say, brother?
Quit saying brother, man, for Hulk Hogan.
So tell us about J&J Contractors, Gary.
Well, my good friends over at J&J Contractors, they do excellent.
Shout out to
windows, doors, replacing windows and doors, right? Ooh. If you need to remodel your kitchen, bathroom, man cave if you need, some work done in your basement, you want to make into an entertainment center, they can do that too. My good friends over at J&J Contractors, they do great work, but you just got to reach out to them. Reach out to my good friends at J&J Contractors. They do great work. Big time Mike McGivern is the person I went to. I said, Mike, I'm looking for my window just came out the frame. Can you help me out? And big time Mike McGivern said, hey, take the duct tape off. And they'll come over there. They'll take a look at it. And they did. So, guys, call them up right now. J&J Contractors. You need to call them. They will get the work done for you.
Your Bucks motivation, more of it, coming up next on the Wendy's Big
Let's
Show.
Let's do it!
In the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Fear the deer. Fear the deer.
Hey, the way that Toronto's been playing, it's looking like some wrestling.
Yeah, it is.
I think the Bucks need to start worrying about the slapping and start giving some elbows and some forearms because they ain't got nothing to lose.
What are we doing here? I mean, is there any sense of urgency in this room right now? Because I didn't see it on Monday night.
This is our time. I don't care about the future. This is our time. We got two more games. We got to get them both. It's up to you. Who wants it? Do you want it? And then I would wait for the guys. And then they would go all screaming. And then
hey, that's okay, bro.
That's a little sample of some of the motivational bug speeches that have come in already. And if you deliver yours and you can outdo Gary... Not our Gary, but caller Gary and his speech at 799-1250 or email us live. No, don't email us. We're only taking these via call. You could walk away with two tickets to Thursday's Bucks-Raptors playoff game 6 at the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. I'm just going to say, Gary, we're scoring all these? He's got a 9 with me. I don't know about you guys. You're going to have to deliver the perfect motivational speech to outdo Gary right now. All right. So
I have 9 as well.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
And the only reason I didn't give him 10 was because I wanted to leave room for somebody else to beat him.
Right, right. So be perfect is what I'm telling you, and you can walk away with those tickets.
And Marco, we know you guys are nervous.
Marco, down in Nashville, Leroy called you out by name. Go ahead, man.
Get him big, Marco.
All right. First and foremost, I want to donate my rant to that young man who needed a little help.
Uh-huh.
If my rant is good enough, I want you to call him back and give him the tickets.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Gary's got Aaron.
All right.
Which one was it?
Aaron from Kokano.
Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead, Ben Marco.
I really know what to say. But right now, you guys are about to get beat by Canadian Bacon. The Toronto Raptors. So 48 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. And it all comes down to today. Game 6 in Milwaukee. Either we heal as a team and start playing defense and stop turning the ball over, or we're going to crumble. Play by play, rebound by rebound, until we're finished. What in the hell are we going to do right now, gentlemen? Believe me. And we can't stay here and get the crap kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can earn our respect and earn our new arena and our colors. We can climb out of this hack inch by inch. Now, I can't do it for you because I'm too old, I'm white, and I got cankles. I look around, and all I see is a bunch of young faces, young veteran faces. And I made every wrong choice in life that a middle-aged man can make. I'm from Milwaukee, I'm fat, and I drink beer. Now I live in Nashville where it's 80 degrees, and I'm pasty white. I chased off everyone who can't even stand the face that I see in the mirror because I left Milwaukee when we could be winning and getting into some real greatness. You know, when you get old in life, things are taken away from you. Like your virility and when you need Viagra, that's a part of life. But not, you only learn that when you start to lose stuff. You guys are at the top of your game. You guys are veterans. and Della Vadova and Jason Terry, you guys have been champions. What the heck is the matter with you? School these kids. Get us past the first round. I'm out of here.
Thanks, Marco. There you got.
Did he say cankles?
Yes. Okay. And he said his virility has been challenged. And he may or may not need Viagra. That seemed very personal.
And see, that's what you need from a coach of motivation, a high and a low, to make the guys loosen up a little bit. I think it's fantastic.
So you've had motivational speeches before a game that got you laughing.
Yes, to loosen up the team. Really, it's hilarious. Right. You need to loosen your team up because they're right now.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Going on?
All right, here we go. Now, fellas, I don't have a lot of words for you. You already know what's at stake. But what gets me is no one expected us to be here. You remember at the beginning of the year when we had several players go down. A lot of people got hurt. Matter of fact, we didn't start picking it up until last month. But then we came in here and we showed them who we are. Now, I know you're not scared of them because you whooped them. You whooped them by 30. So here we are. We got to play like we did that game. We got to play like we don't want to go home. Are you ready to go home? Because I'm not. Brogdon, you remember when you came in here wild-eyed, bushy-tailed, like a young NBA rookie? But you showed them something the second half of the last game. When you went down there and took it to them. That's what I want to see. Smelly, we didn't bring you up here from Chicago to lay down in the dust to go home in the first round. Do you want to show the world what you got? Do you want to show them what you're made of? Moose, you ready to go home? I mean, you've been in the league for a while. You ready to go home? Do you have any more of that juice in you? If you can show the people that we made a right choice when we brought you over from Detroit. And you, Giannis, I need more from you. It's not enough that you had 30 points. It's not enough that you had 9 rebounds. We didn't win. Giannis, you've been working in that game. Show it to us. Show it to us. Don't even think about it. Pull a rabbit out the hat and show it to us because we need this game, fellas. We got the whole load of Milwaukee coming out on Thursday night. And I already know you got something for them. You're not going to let the Bucks down. You're not going to let the fans down. Because you know why? The Bucks going to give it to them. That's right. The Bucks are going to give it to them. And you know what else? The people are coming out to see the deer. So we're going to give it to them. We're going to let them fear the deer. We're going to let Toronto fear the deer. We're going to let Toronto fear the deer. Are you ready, fella? Are you ready, fella? Let's get up. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
All right, Lottie, hang on, man.
I think he's
let's put you on hold.
I think he's as far as realistic ones, I think he was the most realistic.
I thought Gary's was realistic.
Gary's was Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that
Hulk Hogan got me pumped.
It was wrestling.
Right. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Josh, East Side. Go ahead. Josh.
To Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh. Go ahead, buddy.
Yo, okay. All right, boys. I know how we can beat this team. It's simple. We got the one freak. We got the Greek freak. The key to this game, boys, we got to all find our freak. We all got to find our freak. We got K-Mint,
what?
Freak.
Are you going to the club? Or...
We got Moose, freak. We got the Australian freak. We got the Sudan freak. We're all freaks. And in order for us to win this game, boys, we just got to find the inner freak within ourselves.
All right.
And just Chip and Dale.
The ball.
Judge, thanks. There you go. Thanks, Roy.
Come on, man. Okay. Chip and Dale. Man.
We're going to take two more real quick. Two more. Let's get in Christian Uptown. Go ahead.
This is a horrible homage to the late Chris Farley, another Wisconsinite.
Okay.
Young man, I don't know what I'm looking at on the court. I don't see too good. Is that LeBron James over there on the other side? I don't think so. This is Toronto. You guys are better than this. Why don't you quit sucking on your mouth, guys? Do a cranial rectal extraction. Stop whining about the ref. Oh, they didn't get this call. goal. It didn't get that goal. You know what? You're going to have a lot of time to think about all the coffee you didn't get when you're living in a van.
No, you ripped that off, dude.
All right. Right.
No, no, man. That what are you, Farley,
well,
man? You.
Well, he said he was going to, though.
He said he was going down that road.
The Farley thing. Yeah.
All right. One more. This is the last one. Last person getting a chance to win those tickets Thursday to see the Bucks and Raptors in Game 6. It's Grant. Grant on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So this is coming from a veteran perspective, and I'd like to take on the role of Jason Terry, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Gentlemen, I've been around here for a long time. I've seen a lot of things come and go in this league, and I've seen a lot of stars fade in and fade on out. I've been playing in this league for 20 years, and I didn't come to Milwaukee to be anybody's boy. Malcolm, you're the ACC player of the year. You need to take more than 6 shots in the first 3 quarters. We're going to need you tonight. We're going to need every ounce that you've got. We're going to need every part of that scholarship you earned while you were at Virginia. Moose, you remember that Big East tournament? Semifinals. You go up by 10, 2 minutes left. Hey, where's that trophy at now, Moose? We're going to need it tonight. Valanciunas can't touch you on the block. You're going to be a technician down low. He tries to strip you, you rip that arm off. We're going to continue to fight and claw with these men all night long. Now, get that ball and you shoot it, bro. You need to be shooting all night long. We didn't bring you here. We didn't bring you in just to be a defender, not just to fit in. You were in 4 years down there in Chicago and they never gave you an inch. And you coming up here and you're going to take every last bit of it. Giannis, you're the all-star. You've been in this league for 4 years now and people finally getting to know your name, bro. You've been putting up 20 a game since the night you came in and you got to start. I got to see the passion tonight. And finally, I'm going over here to number 8. Dele, you've been there before. You got that ring in Cleveland. We were there to watch you raise that thing up. Now help us go get one ourselves. Let's go, boys.
Okay.
Thanks. We appreciate it. I think we're all unanimous, right?
Leroy, who was that?
What do you mean, who was it?
David Tausch.
Yes, it was.
Nicely done, Leroy. Oh, that was. Yeah, that was his wrestling character.
Nicely done, Leroy.
Why is he wasting our time, man?
Nicely done.
So we can't win the tickets. He's an employee.
After I know that. But after the first couple, he said, these dudes suck. I can win this easily. I said, well, if you think you're so bad, call in then.
Nope. Gary outdid him.
He wanted a shot.
Are we all agreeing Gary is the winner?
Beat Gary is what he wanted.
But Gary won, right?
Yeah, Gary won.
I had Gary down as a 9. The next closest was Marco. It was a little too personal with Marco, to be quite honest.
You should have heard him last night on the postgame show. He let him have it.
Way to bring your hot takes and not suck,
good
clones.
Job,
is that what your bro said? I don't know.
Is he still on the radio?
I don't know. I think so. I'm pretty sure he is.
So Gary won?
But that was fun, yeah. Gary's going home with a pair of tickets to see the Bucks and Raptors in Game 6 Thursday out at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you didn't win that, well, maybe you'll win this.
Money, 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 money.
That's right. It's time for your chance to try and get your hands on this $1,000 signing bonus. All you got to do is take this keyword I'm going to give you, text it to 72881, and you're entered to win $1,000 in our national contest. And this evening's word is Bell. B-E-L-L. Text Bell to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. That's Bell
Lady
to 72881. And you're entered to win $1,000.
Dropped the side chick, went back to his baby mama.
That's Antonio Brown, man.
Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Bell, then.
That's not Bell.
No, I'm just telling the story.
You don't have time to tell the story, man.
They're friends.
Can he tell the story?
Went to his baby mama.
Uh-huh.
And who did his Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell is Antonio Brown's friend. Okay. Dropped his side chick and went back to his baby.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he was listening to the Regina Bell song, You Can Ring My Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song?
This isn't making any
sense.
You can
ring my bell.
All right. We'll hit a quick break, then reset the big topics discussed on today's big show when the Wendy's Big Show returns with Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
This is our time. I don't care about the future. This is our time. We got 2 more games. We got to get them both. It's up to you. Who wants it? Do you want it? and then I would wait for the guys, and then they would get all screaming. And then
hey, that's okay, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.